This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Filing of nomination has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Seat sharing formula among allies of NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himant Biswa Sarma said that BJP will fight on 68 seats while 10 seats were given to AJSU party. Two seats of Jamshedpur West and Tamar were given to Janata Dal United. One seat of Chatra was given to Chirag Paswan, led LJP. The Supreme Court today held that the law on prohibition of child marriages will prevail over any personal laws. The apex court asserted that child marriages infringe upon the fundamental rights of minors, including their right to choose a life partner freely. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued guidelines for effective implementation of the law on prevention of child marriages in the country. During the pronouncement of the judgment, Chief Justice Chandrachur emphasized that personal laws must not hinder the enforcement of the national statute aimed at preventing child marriages. The authorities must focus on child marriage prevention and protection of minors while penalizing offenders as a last resort. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Russia from the 22nd of this month to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa or BRICS summit. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security and will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will offer a valuable opportunity to assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS and to identify potential areas for future collaboration. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that Prime Minister Modi is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from BRICS member countries and invited leaders during the visit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that unconventional warfare has posed new challenges in the defence sector. He said technology has given rise to this new form of unconventional warfare and drones, cyber warfare, bioweapons and space defence have emerged as key challenges. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this while addressing at the launch of Dare to Dream 5.0 Innovation Contest in New Delhi. Highlighting the government's commitment towards innovation, Mr. Singh stressed the increasing importance of research and development in the defence sector. Delhi NCR has been engulfed with a layer of smog ahead of the winter season. According to the Central Pollution Control Board or CPCB, the air quality of the city deteriorated to the poor category as the Air Quality Index or AQI hit 292 this morning. Recently, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra had stressed upon the adoption of a mission mode approach to greening central verges of roads and paving pathways and open areas along roadsides to abate dust generation in the national capital. On to sports now. In cricket, India were 174 for 2 wickets in their second innings against New Zealand on the third day of the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru when reports last came in. India are currently trailing by 182 runs against New Zealand. Earlier, New Zealand posted a huge total of 402 runs supported by 134 of Rachin, 91 of Conway and 65 of Tim Southey. And in Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face Indonesia's Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the quarterfinals of the women's singles in Odense this afternoon. The match is scheduled to start at 4:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.